朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
是这样子弯的，是一条抛物线。
The straight curve。
好，所以这边农夫现在你就是抽的什么标杆？
And then so the farmer from which target did you pick？
这个抽的那个远处这样的草原上，现在是草的一条牛。
The cow that was grazing。
那个农夫说：“你必须抽一个固定的标杆。”
The farmer said you have to pick a fixed target。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常觉得我们的生活里面混乱，生活里面没有基础，生活搞错失控。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we feel our life is a mess, chaotic, and out of control.
我们自己应该就不清楚我们为什么。
Because oftentimes we're not even sure why we live.
所以我们是一个一阵追赶，很容易就是随心所欲生活。
So our life becomes event-driven.
就是家里面特别是亲戚的什么就是长萝卜，这场天刚刚去买，第二个人要来了。
And then the wife says, oh, we run out of salt and I'll get the
meat.
And then when you run out to buy salt, you meet your office co-worker and you start talking. And then you realize your car needs an oil change, so you went to a shop. And then you receive a phone call, your friend needs help, and then you go to a
friend's house.
When you are about to go home, then you realize, you remember what your wife wants.
为什么我们的生活常常是这样子，是没有priority、没有方向、没有固定的标杆的。
So our lives are often like event-driven, series of events without goal, without purpose.
所以我们看起来很忙，但是我们常常是丧。
So we may look busy, but then we're busy for nothing.
我们以为我们很忙，但是我们忙得没有价值。
But we think we're busy, but we're busy for no value.
所以我们需要有清楚而且有目的的。
So we need to have a clear eternal goal.
而且在新造里面，我们带着新的盼望。
And also in new creation, we have new hope.
但是我们知道，我们一定有一个荣耀的结局。
And we know that we will have for sure a glorious ending.
错误的盼望不管带给人，不仅带给人失望。
Wrong hope will bring not only disappointment.
而且错误的盼望常常带我们到最后就失去的盼望。
And then eventually we become hopeless.
因为没有盼望的人是活得最痛苦的。
A person without hope is the most painful person.
自杀的人就是因为他已经失去了。
The fool commits suicide because they lost their hope.
他觉得不可能。
They think it's impossible.
他没有明天，没有将来。
And no tomorrow, no future.
当这个世界上一个人没有盼望的时候，活不下去。
But one lives without hope, he cannot continue.
当一个人有正确的盼望。
When a person has a right hope,
一个有积极的盼望。
And a very active, positive.
当他有力量去面对他现在的局面。
This person will have the power, energy to face.The issues now. And all our moms who are giving birth understand that the pain is very
important.
But we know that there's a happy ending. Every time I went through the surgery, the doctor would describe to me the horrible.Procedures of the
system.
And there's always this image that they will not be responsible for any of the issues of
battle.
But why do we still sign the paper? And the doctor already said he will not be responsible for your death. Why do you still sign the paper? And yet, indeed, it's painful to go through surgery. But yet, we have hope.
我们希望这个手术完，我的瘤能够被割掉。
Because we hope that after the surgery, my tumor will be removed.
我们希望手术完，我们身上的细胞全部被除除掉。
That after the surgery, all the cancer cells will be gone.
因为这边连今生这种有意义、有目的、有结果的这个盼望都被打破。
So even the earthly hopes will bring us energy.
新造主内的前途荣耀无比。
And yet the future of new creation is even more glorious.
我就觉得我们现在太迟钝了。如果主怜悯我们，我们再跳进来看一看，再放回来，我们都不远。
Sometimes we're so slow to believe, so how we wish that the Lord would take us to the future for a little bit, that we get to see in the future.
我看你们天使都把心打开了。
And I'm sure our joy will be so overflowing that we will break the piano when we.
我们也能够像保罗一样说，更崭新的工作。
We will proclaim like Paul said, this light and momentary pain.
不是我们的环境不苦啊。
Not that our situation is without pain.
是我们的付出不大。
no matter how difficult it is small.
而是保罗以刚烈的举重无比永远的荣耀相比的时候，他就说这叫做自暂自弃的荣耀。
But yet when Paul compares his light and momentary troubles with the heavy eternal glory, and he says this is nothing.
而且他说在八章罗马书八章十八节，他说如果现在的苦楚。
And then Paul says the troubles of present time.
如果比起将来要属于我们的荣耀。
Compared to the eternal glory that will be revealed to us in the future.
他说那就不足计。
That is nothing.It's very hard to go through life without any.
这叫做今天的苦楚。
And that is the trouble of the
现在的苦楚。
And the sufferings of this moment.
我们有一个将来要属于我们的荣耀。
We have a glory that will be revealed to us in the future.
我们的信心一出的时候，就是在信心，就是在
信心。If we compare in faith, then these sufferings are not worth mentioning.
就是今天，但是却带着荣耀的盼望。
If the sufferings are real, but yet we have a glorious hope.
痛是真痛
，Yes, the pain is true.
但是痛的有价值
，But then the pain has worth.
因为在心里在接受这个环境
，Because I receive the circumstances in hope.
最划不来的
，What's the
最划不来的就是苦也受，但是还是受苦。
So those who suffer, I think suffer in vain are the most pitiful.
没有得到苦的结局。
Without receiving the Lord's angel.
跟神的旨意、神的荣耀没有发生关系，这叫做白受苦。
Or has nothing to do with God's purpose, then we suffer in vain.
划不来。
Then that's not worth it.
我们的心里，我们不仅仅是心照的。
But yet in Christ, we're not only new
creations. 我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
We have a glorious hope.
然后我们用一个新的态度来面对我们的人生。
So we face our life with new attitude.
我们对每一件事情都有新的价值标准。
And we have a new value system to.
我们珍惜每一个新的机会。
We cherish every new chance.
我们让我们新的生命在透过我们被提升出来。
So that this new life will be manifested through it.
好，那我们现在讲的这么重要的。
Since they're so important.
我们先来到关键的一件事情。
Now we come to a critical point.
加拉太书第六章十五节告诉我们，受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
Galatians chapter 2 tells us it is a matter with a.With circumcision or no circumcision. What matters is to be a new creation.
That's what it is. 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 That's what it is.
But what matters is to be a new creation. So forgive me for saying that. I'm not saying that some things are not important.
不是受割礼，不受割礼真的那么不重要。
Not that our circumcision has no importance.
但是如果我们不住新造的话，那些东西根本就不需要去争。
But if we are not in new creation, we don't have to argue about anything else.
如果我们不在新造里面，天天是吃二元、三元的东西，这样子。
If we are not, we are not in new creation, it does not matter.If we have two entities or three entities in our
life, 如果我们在新造里面去争蒙头不蒙头，有什么价
值？If we're not in the new creation, it doesn't matter. We don't have to argue whether we should have a head covering or not.
同样的，夫妻也是一样。如果我们在新造里面不争真实是头，又有什么价值？
The same with our marriages. If we're not in the new creation, it's pointless to argue who is the head of the house.
那些都不是最重要的事情。如果我们中间没有新造，最重要的事情。
Those are not the most important things, and we have to resolve the most important issue first.
当我们真的心脏里面的时候
，But if we are indeed in new creation,
我们里面自然就有一个心愿意照着神的上好的旨意而
走。Then we naturally have a desire to follow God's principle.
不敢守割礼，就是不敢守割礼。
If we don't need to go through circumcision, then we do not.
但是就是感受这。
If we need to get baptized, we will get baptized.
什么要学顺服，就是要顺服。
And why I need to learn obedience?
必须要学习，而是必须要学习。
Husbands should learn to deny themselves and love their wives. But that is not
just the
priority.
Oh,
and how do we actualize this life of new
creation? Because if we are not focused on some very high condition, then it will be very hard for our lives.
So the emphasis of this series of messages is not just for the theological truth, and has nothing to do with our practical
life.
Actually, those are all
misunderstandings. God's
words and commands are all for us to live by. There's no purely theoretical truth.
所以有的时候这个爱因斯坦也被称作为天然标准。
Some things other relativity, Einstein's relativity is too hard.
太抽象不够实际。
Too abstract and not practical.
爱因斯坦 no.
But Einstein says no.
而且我的相对论就像是零跟一之间的。
The relativity is just like you with.You're the wrong.
坐在 fireplace， 坐在火炉面前聊天，一个钟头就像五分钟，一时就过去了。
Okay, relativity, it's just like when you spend time with your loved one in front of fireplace, an hour feels like 5 minutes.
但是如果你一个人很努力、很固执地坐在那里，五分钟是一个小时，还是这叫在相对论？
But if you sit in front of fireplace alone, being very lonely, the 5 minutes will.Feel less than an hour, and that is relatively.
Really.
This is not abstract, but very real.
Now, you need to understand that this is
not
very real. So, that's
the
brother used message.
Not very spiritual, but very powerful.
That's the comment I
received from a doctor
friend. I was a bit sent down to me.
So,
如果你已经受洗了，但是还不知道自己是新造的人，是不是？
Please raise your hand if you have been baptized, but you still do not know if you are a new creation. Everyone.
好，那我们这个晨祷上就到五课。
So we need to retake the fundamental truth.
时间上面是不是数码的不好了？我们以前甚至说做个例子。
Let's take an example of those old camera.
他们刚开始出世。
So when you are quick.And they take the light in and then leave a mirror image on the film. At that time, you don't know how the picture will turn out. Because the image is already stored on the film. And then you send to the shop to develop your pictures. Then you get to see what the camera has received at that moment.
No matter
how long you waited to develop the film will turn out to be the moment that you took your picture. So at that moment when you accept the image, it came in.It does not depend on how you. So that is the objective position. So at the moment when we receive Him, we are given a right to become God's children. When we receive, when we open our heart and receive Him, and the life came in, and we become a new creation. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says, Christ is our life. Experience it with our heart and feel it with our heart the truth of being a new creation. Yes, a true goal to withstand the test of
life. 越认真地去经历，他们就会发现，真是有个新造的生命在。
The more serious we are to experience it, we will find a new life within us.
好，那种虚假的广告才能让你去试验。
Those are false advertisements cannot withstand test.
好，他没有试穿试的话，没有让你试用的，就是带回家买了以后不能卸货。
So those things they will not let you try on, and then it cannot be returned.
好，这个真金不怕火炼。
But yes, the real gold can withstand test of fire.
你越去试验，越发现我的生命是宝贵。
The more you test, the more you will realize how precious this inner life is.
你们有没有看过那个游泳池上面那个 safety brief 的那个安全的那个罩子啊那个广告？
啊，
小孩子掉在游泳池上面危险的。
I think it's advertisements of the safety covering of pools.
啊，当那个小孩子上面跑，但是没有用。
And they let kids to run on those secure covering of.Pools and then no problem. So when you see the advertisement, you know there's no
problem.
They get shown that adults can jump on them and it will be okay. And that's what's even more amazing is that they get a woman to stand on it.So when you see the film, you know that this thing can withstand
test.
The same with the new life that can withstand all kinds of tests.
So you saw that 神的慈爱放在这个宝贵的石头是他试验过的石头。
Isaiah, the book of Isaiah tells us that the stone that God has placed in Zion is a test, is a.
我跟于是你从孩子以前把这种方式给我们，就是不管孩子怎么来，绝对不让他们影响我们的希望。
So before my wife and I have kids, God gave these words to us so that we will not let our children affect our services.
我们不能够让别人说，只有你孩子的时候可以爱主，没有孩子的时候可以爱主，有孩子的时候不容易爱主。
We will not allow ourselves to buy into the condition that we can only love the poor and serve the poor when we are single without
kids.
So the stone has been tested.
So, 一方面我们在这里发现真金不怕火炼。
Yes, we will realize and find out that real gold can be tested. The second thing.
我们感谢神的。
What we need to thank God for.
就是你越软弱 愿真正谦卑的来投靠他，你会能经历这个大。
If we admit our weaknesses and be very humble to trust in Him, we will experience His great power.
我们发现要经历这个大能的，不是属灵人才能经历，等圣者才能经历的。
In other words, to experience this great power.This blessing is not only for those who are spiritual and powerful, but overcomers.
而是我们越谦卑，然后越谦卑的依靠他，我们越能经历他，然后才可能成为得胜。
The more we confess that we are weak and we are humble to trust in Him, we will experience this power and overcome.
如果主的能力、心脏的丰富是只有得胜者才能享受的话
，If only overcomers can enjoy the blessings of being a victor,
超越我们的超越
，then we are so far off.
But
it's because we're weak.
我就比别人多了更多的机会可以来经历这个新造的真实。
There were more chances to experience the reality of this new creation.
对保罗说，我喜欢他自己的软弱，好像基督的能力来复辟我。
So that's why Paul says I am even more boast of my infirmities, so that the power of Christ may rest on me.
因为他知道主的能力是在人的软弱上显的关系。
Because the power of the Lord is made perfect in human weakness.
所以在座今天曾经千万不要有借口说我软弱，我不行啊，这个是人。
So let's no longer have this excuse that we are weak, so we cannot do it.
今天我们讲软弱。
When we talk about weakness,
就是提醒我们这是一个机会。
Actually, it's a reminder that we have a chance.
越软弱。
The more weaker the
spirit,
the more the power of Christ will be manifested.
所以今天的关键其实不是我们每个人常常说我们要不要肯不肯。
So the key is not if we're able, but if we're willing.
以前弟兄说过，对一个职业，他说你的逼不得已，就是因为喜欢生病。
Or once a brother said to a sister that you do not receive healing because you enjoy being sick.
他一直当然就说我要病得医治，请别人为他病得医治祷告，一定要说你根本。不得医治是因为你不喜欢流病的医治。
But the sister kept asking people to pray for her sickness, but yet brother watch many pointed out that you do not receive healing because you enjoy being sick.
因为你流的病到处可以得到同时嘛。
Because with the sickness you receive sympathy everywhere.
你可以在先生面前撒娇，就不做家事了。
And you have an excuse not to do housework at home.
你可以在家发脾气，说我生病了，你没事。
You have an excuse to go inwards because you're sick.
不是你要不要，我们能不能是我们要不要。
It is not up to whether we are able, but whether we are willing.
所以我们经常经常经历心造的话，真正经历心造在我们里面的祝福的话。
If we really want to experience the blessings of new creation.
但是我们第一件事情，我们不仅仅知道它在，而且我们要真正愿意来经历它。
So not only that we need to know the truth, but we should be willing to experience it.
所以当电流在电线里面的时候
，When the electric current is flow through the wire，
你插好面包纸它有 work， 你插第三它有 work， 你插电池它有 work， 所有东西你都可以经历的。
When there's electricity and then you plug it into the outlet， the outlet appliances will work too。
最后一个，我们要积极的活出心脏生命所该有的改变和祝福。
And lastly, we should actively live out the changes and blessings。
不仅像我刚才说的律法的要求能够体现在我们心上
，Not only that the righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled in us。
腓立比书第四章第十三节说过：“我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。”
Philippians chapter 4 tells us that through Christ who strengthens me, He can do all things。
我们可以一直实际上的能够活出自己。
So that in everything we do, we can experience the overcoming。
而且保罗也告诉我们，能够在克数喜乐，那因认识基督的那个心。
Paul says we can even diffuse the rivers of His knowledge everywhere。
所以我们要这个人就变得非常的喜乐。
Then our life will become very positive。
在一个环境，甚至一个软弱里面的经历和知识。
We can experience His truth and reality in every single weaknesses and situation。
然后我们非常喜乐。
And we live out this truth very
clearly.
When a person has held such a clear goal, then he will be very
positive.
Nothing that he will never fail. But in every circumstance, he will be very positive. But he wants to receive what he can
receive.
There's a very famous song leader in the Bible.
亚沙的诗，
亚
沙的名字叫做
the meaning of his name is director. But in all the circumstances, he will collect information about God's grace and turn them into songs to praise God. Now let's all become a collector. And we will not waste away any chance in our lives.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。